South Carolina's most honored radio station. News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261CY Rock Hill. The voice of your county.
An OTS media station.
The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench for you every Saturday morning from live from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. Good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
It's pretty nice out there today.
Yeah, it is nice. We've had some little humidity this week, but 1st of June coming up, feels pretty good.
We had a lot of rain this week. I don't know about the rest of York County, but it rained pretty good with us.
I had, from Friday night to Memorial Day, technically about 3 inches, so that was good. We got more Tuesday. Rained pretty good. Another inch Tuesday, so that was good.
We got it, Thursday?
It was Tuesday.
It was Tuesday.
Yeah. We didn't get anything until this morning, and last night we've gotten a little bit here. So there were another Saturday morning, another Saturday with some rain coming maybe. So
it's supposed to come today.
Yeah. It's kind of on the – we've had more rain on Saturdays here lately than we've had usually we come in here, it's bright, sunny sky, but it's
– Well, it's not supposed to rain Sunday, but Monday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, tomorrow's supposed to be a nice day in the low – not low, mid to upper 70s, which is great. And
my kind of weather.
Yeah, I think the humidity kind of drops down a little bit.
I don't recall asking you.
Oh, man. Somebody's feeling off of – froggy today. Must be all the rain.
Watch how you jump.
All the rain makes the frogs come out.
Time now for the Gardener's Bench Smackdown Show.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And your host, Rhonda Crump.
That'll probably happen during the break.
What a convenience you have no cameras today.
How about that? Yeah, we're sorry about there's witnesses. No Facebook.
We don't have any cameras today.
That's my shower.
Steve took a shower and put on a brand new shirt.
That's right. Did I even get up and walk out now?
We'll take a picture.
As long as your voice comes over here, it's fine.
Anyway, I can remember today, we're talking about irrigation.
How about that?
Is that right?
Well, today might be a day you wouldn't have to use irrigation.
It'll rain, we don't need the irrigation.
I did hear on the way in, technically lawns, and I don't know about plants and stuff, but we like to get an inch a week.
Inch a week, great. Same thing.
And that really just maintains everything. It's not overwatering anything, but an inch a week is a good target for everybody, I guess. But
well, y'all are smarter than I am. I got a question.
Thank you. Finally admitted that.
Heard the other day that we were 20 inches short of rainfall for the year.
Yeah.
But then the clown turns around and says, we're 5 inches over for May, but we're still 4 inches short for the year. How can we be 20
minus 5
four
is 15, not 4.
Four.
That's some new math, maybe. You don't carry the one, remember? The way they're doing it in school now.
They've had new math for the last 40 years.
They forgot the one. But we are down. The rain we just had helped a lot. I heard a guy this morning talking about we were in, if you want to do it 1 to 5, we were in the 5 as being the worst. We were in that, but now we're kind of 3 to 4 rain. So we're moving. Yeah.
Well,
it doesn't come up that quick.
You don't get out. It's something that didn't take you out much to get in.
Here's the thing about this time of year. You don't think about this, but evaporation happens a lot. It's warmer, it's humid, and the sun's out longer. We got longer days, you know, longest days coming up June 21st, 22nd right there. So water goes away quicker this time of year. So,
but in previous drought years, it was in the 90s.
Yeah.
And the 90s and the 80s.
Yeah.
And now we're still in the 60s tonight.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of evaporation at night, Well, that makes all the difference in the world.
True.
And I won't name names, but one radio on TV station in Charlotte, all they talk about is the drought monitor. Drought monitor doesn't have anything to do with the effect on people.
No.
It's really the effect on agriculture.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's very important to people.
It's one of the things that trigger a drought.
Yeah.
There's four things. It takes three of them.
Yeah.
But they can manipulate the numbers any way they want.
I know one thing that triggers a drought is no rain.
usually.
You're right. All the other evaporation and humidity.
And the problem is the lake levels. So guess who controls that?
Yeah.
June Power.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Guess who's head of the coalition? June Power.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're running down at the bottom, too. We're kind of in the middle of that thing, I guess. So. Oh, wow. Well, we got a nice conversation about our weather as usual, and we'll be right back to talk about some irrigation.
Long as I
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double-hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough-cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Okay, we're right back to the garden speech, so we're going to talk about irrigation.
Yeah, I like that music there. A little playing in.
Makes you want to run out of water or something, doesn't
it?
I don't know if you was all naughty, but you're from the start.
Turn the water off today. Yeah. This is funny, as we're talking about irrigation. I knew all that rain was coming. I had turned my sprinklers in the yard down to 2 days a week because they're supposed to only water twice a week now with voluntary regulations.
What days?
Well, I did Monday and Friday, but
Tuesday and Saturday.
Well, I mean, everybody can't do the same a day.
They can't ask Rock Hill, they'll tell you.
Oh, Rock Hill. So I didn't get the memo. I'm sorry. I was working.
They never did get a
message. So anyway, I guess I had it on Monday, and maybe I did have it on. I had it on Tuesday and Friday, maybe.
Tuesday,
so I needed
Saturday.
Such a Saturday. So I get up Tuesday morning, and I see my sidewalk's all wet, and I'm like, man, I ran the irrigation. I was stupid. So after we had 3 inches of rain. But so that's one thing to keep your eye on. I'm old school. I like to put my hands on the thermostat. I like to put my hands on my irrigation. I don't do these things on your phone where you move stuff up and down or set timers and all this kind of stuff. So if I don't need irrigation, I'll go out there and turn the dial off.
The worst thing now for irrigation is a new manual thing.
Yeah.
You can't figure them out.
Yeah.
Those old folks came.
I fixed one the other day for these people. They had a lot of irrigation boxes have A, B, C, and D zones, which that means you can run this thing. You
forever.
Can run this thing 20 times a day if you wanted to set it up that way. So that's a problem. So a lot of people, these people I helped with their irrigation, they didn't know that the C was even on. So they had A running and they had C running. So if you want to look at your box, irrigation box, that's an important thing to look at and make sure that you're only running one. Or if you want to run two, it's fine, but we're really not supposed to right now. But what you probably want to do is turn your times up, since we're only running twice a week, which is better anyway, to water more when you water and not every day, which is what I like to. You do it like the environment. A thunderstorm comes through Monday, it puts a half inch down. It comes through Thursday night, puts another half inch. Thunderstorms don't happen every morning at 6 a.m. for 5 minutes. That's
why not?
So you don't need to baby your grass that much. And what happens when you baby it, Steve?
It grows all the time.
It grows
anyway,
all right, but the roots don't go down deep looking for water, and it makes for a weak plant. So shrubs and all too, really, isn't it? So yeah.
Yeah, you need to soak it in.
Yeah, you want your plants to dig down looking for water, and like I said, if they know water's coming.
The worst thing can happen if you don't do it to your plants. Mm-hmm. If you watered it 14 times a day for just a little bit, all the roots stay at top.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
10 to 13 degrees we had January, it puts them out.
Yeah.
Because it kills the roots. The roots going down, so.
And everybody should check their irrigation, cut it on, walk around, look at heads. These are just plastic pieces of, I don't know, I'm not going to say it. But anyway, they don't last forever. Plastic does not last forever. So I guarantee you most of you have a sprinkler that's leaking or something, which is a waste of water. It's not good for you long. Go out there. We actually sell irrigation parts at my store. So we sell Rainbird.
We go in twice a week and check it out, and we find a leak every time.
So if it's been in there a while, I mean, your head might not be turning. If you're looking at your lawn and there's a section that's turning a little different colors, the head might not even be turning. So,
well, we put a lot of earth in ourselves.
So. Yeah.
My front yard is about 3 feet deep. Pipes.
Yeah. That's
what we were talking about.
People used to do it that deep now. But right now, you could. I've
seen them right below the grass.
Well, in the last few years, if I do aerating, I've actually punctured a pipe aerating. That's barely in the ground. So that's not, not a great scenario. But we don't need them that deep, technically. I mean, we don't have that big a freeze.
If you got a leak, you got a problem.
Yeah, that's a lot more work to fix it, for sure.
It is. Mine's got a leak. It hasn't run since 2001. And I dug it out for that reason.
I think your yard's probably used to no water by now.
All I know is it's pretty and green right now.
Yeah.
The side is just beautiful out there.
And it's amazing what irrigation will do for your lawn or garden versus what actual rain is, like night and day. My zucchini plants are 3 foot round now, and they were, I swear to God, a week ago they weren't like a foot. The humidity and the rain, it just boom, it just kicked them.
I think my tomato plants grew at least 2 feet. I mean,
yeah, it's like you had a time lapse camera, you could have watched it. Those
she kept me in the house to. It's raining, as I noticed. My tomato plants were getting on the foot.
I mean, they keep growing. Yeah. I got one tomato.
That's what we want, though.
Seven plants, she's got one bloom.
Well, yeah, I have a few blooms on mine. I just did mine later. I know some people got away with it this year, planting early, because we didn't have a freeze, and they're ahead of me, but that's fine.
You were late. Juan put them in for you.
Yeah, Juan put them in, but I got one tomato and I got several blooms, but they hadn't developed into tomatoes yet.
These are plants that came from the school.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where my tomatoes come from. Yep. About the same as yours then. I put some stakes around mine the other day and put some rope.
Juan put my stakes up for me around my plants.
But that,
Walmart's got them now.
No, did it?
They were nice. I mean,
shocker.
Know.
They're good.
They're holding the tomato plants up.
True.
We had 100 we got from farmers exchange.
Yeah.
She gets them from Walmart.
Well, something I don't have. I don't have tomato steaks, but I had some. I got some fiberglass poles I've had for years. I use. I like. I
hey,
like those.
Whatever works, right?
Yeah, I don't like the cages.
But, oh, the cages are. I mean, they're useless now. If you have a real big tomato, it's gonna come out of that thing. I mean, I hope my tomato plant is bigger than that. But
you got Robine and German Johnson.
I got German Johnson and Rutger.
Rutgers is the plant. My parents used to grow that thing every year.
It's a great candy tomato.
I got Celebrity and Better Boy.
They didn't have Better Boys when I went out there. So.
Celebrity's better boy. I know you don't think so, but it is.
I don't care as long as it grows a tomato.
That's it.
I don't care what you call it.
It's not quite as big as Better Boy, but it's juicier.
I put a jar of Duke's mayonnaise out there beside my tomato plant. So get ready.
Do it yourself.
What is going on with bread in the store? Have you bought a loaf of bread lately?
$7 a loaf.
Well, I'm not talking about the price. I'm talking about the size of the piece of bread. Like, it's not.
I know. It's a little old piece.
Yeah, it's like, come on. Like, give me my piece of bread.
So can, and charge you more.
So they can charge
like the Big
more.
Mac. Right. Small. Everything's shrinking.
Have you seen the Burger King Union Whopper?
All right. We're going to take a break. Be right back to Gardner's Bench.
Rustic Roots Warehouse. We offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather call, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Okay, we're back to the garden.
Seemed like a quick break there.
I don't know what he's doing. Matthew, you can't take off anymore without asking first.
Oh, Lord, that's funny. Talk about irrigation. We're doing good staying on topic, and we went down to the garden rabbit hole. But that's a...
Well,
gardens are a big thing going on right now. I love it. I got so many things going on in my yard right now. Give me a list of all the plants I have growing in my yard.
And you don't have a big yard.
I don't.
You got a tiny yard.
I use all my beds for planting stuff. So
you've been out of my house to plant.
You
my
got room there.
Too.
I'd have a big old garden if I lived where you did. But mine's. I wouldn't say it's big. It's a multi kind of plants. It's easy to take care of. So wow. It's like my dad's got an acre and a half of grass. It's hard to keep it mowed. Mine was tall the other day. I went out there and mowed it in less than 30 minutes, and I was done. So,
well, you talk about rain on grass. With ours, the front was what I call blotchy.
Yeah.
It had spots in there that were turning brown. And it rained that afternoon, and
boom.
An hour it was green.
Well, a lot of yours had to do with the temperature, too. It needed to get warmer. And this spring was really funky with
nighttime.
Warm season grasses. Spring is not your time to shine. I'm going to tell you that.
Nighttime
weeds
is what gave us fit.
Yep, exactly. That's what made the garden take off. You know, we were a little warmer at night.
Well, the problem with the gardeners, like Tommy had done a whole lot.
Yeah.
We got no rain forever. Yeah. So you didn't do it because you didn't want to have to water it.
Yeah.
But then when it was time to do it, it was raining every other day.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you put the tractor in the shop, and it takes 2 months to get it back because you have any way to do anything.
Yeah.
I think he's already planted some stuff down just to forget that planting mounds and going on.
Well, that's fine. It's not life or death. It's a fun thing for him to do.
He talked about watermelons and cantaloupes the other day, planting them. So I don't know if he did or not. So.
That's good. I got them. That's two of my 20.
He cut back drastically on the number of seeds, but last year he had a remarkable number of fruit.
Yeah.
He was giving away watermelons like they were crazy.
Cantaloupe left and right. I mean.
And that, I never got one. Did you get one, Stephen? I didn't get any. I don't know why.
He dropped them off at the store. Who got them?
We're not at the list. He brought it to Carolina Fresh?
Yeah.
What? Well,
that explains it. You never had a chance.
I know. Bringing it to my work.
That's it.
I guess everybody's like, oh, this is mine. This is mine.
He's not here. Your we'll name never know. On.
He wrote my name on the side of the cantaloupe.
No.
I couldn't read.
On the box.
Maybe it got wet and smeared off or something.
No. David's on me. I'll take a moment.
Well, irrigation. So we do sell irrigation at my store. Parts and couplings and sprinklers, and we sell Rainbird, which they're comparable to most. A lot of times, if you have a Hunter or Toro, the threads are backwards. They do that to make sure you have to buy the same one, which is kind of smart, I guess, but aggravating to you.
Well, Rainbird actually was probably the first irrigation commercial irrigation system.
Yeah, they were around probably.
That was back in the 60s.
First one around Charlotte, probably.
I grew up in Wilmington, North Carolina, and there were a lot of flowers and a lot of watermelons.
Yeah.
They were everywhere. But they stick a Rainbird out there, and that's what everybody called irrigation for a long time. No matter what name it was, it was Rainbird.
That's funny. Yeah. It's like Kleenex.
But what we ran into during the recessions, drought-related recessions, people go out and spend a whole lot of money putting pipe in the ground. Mm-hmm. They want to see it's out of water.
They do.
They don't care that we're in a drought. They want some water coming out of the ground because they put the 10 grand in it.
I've had to fight people
tell them they got to use this.
I used to go to their house and then reset the thing and come back the next week. They'd messed with it again. People do like to see it water. Even more since there's on their phone and stuff now. They could sit right here
and cut it on
at home, which is a great technology. But
well, back in the day, it's a dirt shell. Our irrigation was Rainbird. But over the years, Tommy and the former Ronnie Wallace got together and came up with all these weird dang controllers that I couldn't use.
Yeah. A lot of them are difficult. They, for whatever reason, I figured out. I can still figure them out, but I have to play with it a little bit.
I don't have time to do it.
More digital and all, it kind of makes it a little bit harder.
So.
But there's one thing you do need to have working on your irrigation system is your rain sensor. You need to check that. So that's important. So if it's raining that way, your sprinklers won't be running while it's pouring down rain. It'd be good.
We thought we were running wallets every day because every irrigation he put it on us, we required rain sensors.
Yeah.
He wouldn't put them on anything.
Oh, really?
Not until you pitch fit, did pay him until he put them on.
Yeah, well, that's an important thing to have on there.
I don't know whatever happened to him because he closed by the time we did.
I saw him the other day. I kept wanting him to get him to come to the show, but he won't come on here. He said he's too nervous to come on to talk on the radio. I was like,
he's scared to death to get on the mic.
I've never seen you where you don't speak. So I want to have him just come here and sit there for 30 minutes.
He would do it.
Wouldn't even hear him.
Hey,
Ronnie.
I had convinced to come one time.
I begged him to come. Couple times, but maybe I'll do it again. But he'll sit there with Ron and just sit there and be quiet.
Well, they
you
they
know
get,
we went to school together.
Did you? Yeah.
They Ryan and I have the same birthday.
Don't brag about it.
They were born the same day.
He is a good guy. Good old Rock Hill, the York dude.
He is a York boy.
Both of them are York.
All right, we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures. And perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Just one look at you. And I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
It's always a lovely day, but we're back to the Gardener's Bench.
We are here.
Time right to sing up.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about irrigation today and always talking about the weather, but just get out there and check out your irrigation and... A lot of different people put irrigation in. I'm not going to say they all go in correctly. So I had a guy the other day said he had way too many heads. It was overlapping. So he actually took some of them out. So one trick to that is go out in your yard and put cups around several little areas, run the each zone for like 5 minutes. And you can go out there and look in the cup and see how much water is getting in that area. So you might have some areas getting too much, maybe not enough.
It's supposed to overlap.
But. I mean, I'm talking about way. This guy was way overlapping. So they do overlap. And why is that?
Uniform water.
Uniformity. Also, the wet. I mean, when it's winds blowing and stuff, they don't really shoot as far as they. If it says it shoots 30 feet, it doesn't always shoot 30 feet. So. Could be the wind and the...
I'm worried you've been in there. I have seen it so hot that the irrigation evaporated before it hit the ground.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another reason. You really shouldn't be running this during the day. The irrigation right now is made to be run in the morning, not at night. So you want to start at 5 o'clock, maybe something like that. These people had a bunch of zones the other day. They said they had it starting at 2 o'clock. I said, well, let's split the number. Let's run, you know, 1 through 10 on Monday, and then 11 through 20 on Tuesday, and just cut it in half. That way, it's not running. It was coming on at 2:30 and running to 10 o'clock in the day. That's a long time. So
I can say it, Daniel, because all I have to deal with it. Back in the day, we ran it 24 hours that we had to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you have, there's certain ones you have to sometimes. But
if the sun is real hot, it's not going to damage the grass or the plants.
Right. Just evaporates the water. All right, buddy.
Anyway, we'll be back next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.